Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. King Shah. Hey, yeah. Yeah, Holy Ghost hard. Many men with one body. Keep the breath and still God. Still going out by. Then they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many men with one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, they wonder how we do that. Christ praise these truth friends. Gotta tell you where my mood at. Mountains, it go moving. Holy pistol, I'm a super. Dang, dang, demons lay back. Better watch where you pray at. Shot on top like a wedge. Chase, save, know they hate me. Great day when I sing that. One wish, I'ma pray that. Watch the wife if you look.
Don't look.
It's out, it's out, it's out. Head smoking like a coffee. Not doing what I'm about. I guess you gotta learn the hard way.
When it comes to praise, we do it all day. Shout out to the Father Yahweh.
Yahweh.
And my prayer stands bouncing. We coming through screaming, holler. New year, and we about to bring it to you. Already rich without chasing moolah. The world ain't helping Christians make maneuvers. Speak the truth, they never needed their proof.
Nah.
The word is God saying, mama. I don't really care what they talking about. I'ma make the point finger with the rock. Jordan in the air with the tongue out. Get a beat, hot, fucking burst, though. But recognize from the first quote. We are bold in Christ when we hold the mic. Homie, get it.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many men with one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many men with one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that.
They wonder how we do that. Gotta call a better answer. Leave your past in hell. I don't care about the hands. I'm trying to make it into hell. I'm trying to save, I'm a graduate. Get a Bible, that's my way.
Yeah,
I'm strong, get in the Lord. No, I'm never flex. Y'all want the green like CeeLo. See yourself get repo.
Give me that.
Spirit thick, come deeper. I'm with the hardest trio. Castor, gotta be the chemo. Yeah, write it in Creole.
Yeah,
gotta be my hero. To follow the cheat code.
Don't play games with God, he got the cheat code. Jesus gave his life to save people. Spirit give us orders, we go. Ain't seen the type of Christmas before. We be up in the streets for real though. Telling brothers what they feel and kill folks. This is working so, they feel hopeless though. That's what they sit and lean and pop a pill for. Trying to lead us to the Savior. To repent from evil type behavior. And in favor from the Creator. We will teach you also keep you in prayer. We are more than just a rap guy. We are saved, sanctified, and baptized. My goal is only to impact lives. Hope the sound guides you like a backline.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many men with one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many men with one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 And they wonder how we do that.
Praise the Lord. God bless each and every one of you. Welcome to the Prophetic Sound podcast hosted by Prophetic Wind Ministries. We are so blessed to have you here on tonight. So grateful to the Lord for his divine hand shining, his divine face, shining upon us in this hour. And I just thank God for each and every saint that is here, that is safe, that is healthy. You know, we have so much to give God praise for on tonight. He is a God that leaves us speechless. Amen. And I want to bring our reading for tonight from Isaiah 41, and it says, "You shall seek those who contend with you, but you shall not find them. Those who war against you shall be as nothing, at all. And I'm here to encourage the people of God that it doesn't matter the circumstance. You'll hear me say that over and over again because it is true. We have to get to the point where our perception and the things that we perceive are through the lenses of the Holy Spirit. And he wants you to know tonight that it doesn't matter who it is, what it may be. God is in control. Amen. I just want somebody to repeat that out loud. Repeat it like you believe it. My God is in control. Amen. And tonight we are encouraged by that fact. We are encouraged by the fact that our God is, he isn't just in control. He is doing something that we can't even ask or think. Amen. The word tells us in Isaiah 42, it says, behold, my servant whom I uplift, whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. Come on now. That is our God. That is our God. He is here bringing forth justice. He is here bringing forth peace. He is bringing comfort in the midst of the storm. He is here for it, and he is here for you on tonight. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you because you are here in the midst of your people. I thank you, Lord, because you are taking our mess and making it into a miracle. You are transforming. You are reconciling. You are recalibrating. Like the woman of God said last night, you are declaring a hard reset to what has been and what is to come. Father, we know that you are in control of everything. And old things may be passing away, but all things are becoming new around us. And we submit to the newness. We submit to the refreshing. We submit to the hand of God and your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, I pray that you will infuse your people, that you will allow them, Lord God, not only to be infused, but to know that they are chosen and they are at the peak of their destiny. So, Father, as we go forth tonight, we ask that, Lord God, you will begin to release like never before. You will begin to exchange, Father, your beauty for our ashes, Lord God. Lord, every area, Lord God, where your people feel like they are not up to par, I ask you to make up the difference. Father God, I thank you for your angelic protection. Lord, we send forth word to every hot spot on the globe, and we ask, Father, for angelic protection for your people, Father God, and Lord God, good health for them in the name of Jesus. And we give you all of the praise and the glory because we know, Lord, at the end of the day, you are still in control in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So again, welcome to the Prophetic Sound, hosted by Prophetic Wind Ministries. We are so blessed to have you here on tonight. I thank you for coming in. We have been having some dynamic teaching, dynamic speaking, dynamic moves in the Spirit of God, and we are just looking forward to what God has for tonight. We are looking forward to the mercies of God, the blessings of the Lord that make us rich, add us no sorrow with it. We are in control. We are in the midst of God being in control. Amen. And so I am so blessed. Oh, by the way, I am Apostle Prophetess Letitia Smith of Prophetic Wind Ministries. I give honor to my husband who is not here tonight. I'm Apostle Marcus Smith, and I thank you for hanging in there with us. Amen. So last night, we're going to do a little bit of a recap. Last night, we talked about spiritual development, spiritual maturing. We talked about the MIA. Amen. We talked about our personal responsibility to our maturing every day. And so we have been setting forth to believe God for the more of God to be released like never before. We give God praise because he is bringing us into a spiritual maturity that supersedes our, amen. We thank God that he has chosen us for such a time as this. It is not a mistake that we are here and we are the warriors that are in the midst, in the middle of the pandemic. Come on now. It is because God knew who to pick, when to pick, where to pick them. Amen. And he's picked you. And this is a time to rejoice in the Lord, because as he is bringing you into that spiritual maturity, he is letting you know, daughter, son, I trust you. Daughter, son, I believe in you. Daughter, son, you are enough for me. And you know, so many times we are in the world doing whatever, whether it be marketplace or being a coach of a softball team, and the enemy might want to come in and say, you know what, you're not enough. You need to be doing more. You don't do it like this one, and he'll get to trying to get you to compare yourself, amen, to the people, places, and things that are around you. But let me tell you something. The Lord wants you to know there is no comparison to you. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. There is nothing and no one that can touch you. And this week I have been encouraging the people of God to read and to study out 2 Corinthians, because it speaks about just that. It talks about the weapons of our warfare, not being carnal, but being strong in God for the pulling down of strongholds. But it also is a time where Paul had to defend himself. And Paul said, you know what, I'm not going to compare myself to anything else. I'm not going to compare myself to anyone else, because that is the flesh. Come on now. It's our flesh that wants to climb up the mountain and look like so-and-so. But when we are content with who God has made us, and we realize that's where our authority is, that's where God, you know, that's the, you know, we have a term called the sweet spot. That's our sweet spot. Amen. And when the Lord gives you a sweet spot and you're operating in that sweet spot, can't nobody touch you being you. Come on now. Somebody needs to hear it. Somebody needs to own it. That in your maturing, know that you are enough for God tonight. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8, I just wanted to bring this out before we bring on our speaker. Amen. In verse 8, it says, so I beg you to reaffirm your love for him. In other words, Paul was saying, stop looking at me. Stop looking at all these people. You need to be looking at him. Reaffirm your love for him daily. Reaffirm your devotion to him daily. Reaffirm your covenant to him daily. That is part of the maturing of this. When we get to that place where we stop looking to man and we begin to look to God and him alone, and we say, Lord, I know that you have everything that I need. I know that what I'm looking for, that void that I need filled, is only found in you. Amen. And yes, God uses man. He uses women. He uses circumstances. But when the veil was torn, what God was saying is, my daughter, my son, you can come to me, and I will give you rest. The Lord wants you to come tonight. And so we are hearkening to the Spirit of God tonight. We are hearkening to the voice of God. We are hearkening to the voice of God tonight. And I thank God that you are doing exactly what he needs you to do tonight, that you are going to find peace in him tonight, that you are going to find that nugget that you need to keep warring tonight. And so this is the night that we talk about the art of war, part two. And I am so blessed to be able to bring my sister, my friend, the bombshell, the prophet, on tonight. She is going to tick, tick, boom, amen, all over the enemy. And I know that there is a word in due season that is ready to be released on the earth realm through this woman of God. And so at this time, I want to welcome Prophetess LaShonda Jones. How are you, woman of God?
I am great. How are you doing?
I am amazing. I am amazing. I am doing very well and grateful to the Lord because, you know, today we have literally had sunshine, hail, rain, and now it's snowing.
Oh, wow.
So.
Wow.
We have had a day here in the New York area, upstate New York. Amen. But I guess the weather is as bipolar as the nation right now. So we are good. We are good. So if you wanna pray us in some sunshine, sis, you go ahead and send that on up our way.
I surely will. It's been nice here, just a little cool, but other than that, it's been nice. And I know that God is definitely up to something. And he's doing some amazing things, even in the midst of this bipolarism that we're seeing in the nation. I believe God is doing some amazing things. So as long as we keep our focus and begin to not look at the distract and not look at the things that we don't have any control over and begin to put our focus and our minds back in its rightful place. And I think that as we begin to do that, God is going to be able to release exactly what his people need in this hour. So, but yes, ma'am, I will pray and then we can go ahead and get started. And thank you for the word of encouragement earlier. That was really amazing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for everyone that is under the sound of my breath, God, under the sound of my voice, God. Father God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that you will give them a word on tonight, Lord God, a word that will transform and shift them, oh God, into the place that you position want them to be positioned in this hour, Lord God. Father God, we thank you that you have given us not the spirit of fear, oh God, but a power, love, and a sound mind, oh God. And more importantly, God, you have given us your Holy Spirit, oh God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And as we begin, oh God, to go into war, oh God, as we begin to combat the enemy, oh God, Father God, you will give us the strategies that we need to overcome and have victory in every area of our lives. We thank you right now, Lord God, that the enemy is defeated, oh God. Father God, no matter what is thrown our way, oh God, we have victory in the mighty name of Jesus. And so tonight we just release victory into the atmosphere. We release victory over the airways. We release victory over our nation on tonight, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, for making all things possible. We thank you, Lord God, because if you be for us, who can stand against us in the mighty name of Jesus? We thank you, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm excited for us being able to come back together again. On tonight, last week was so amazing, and I think that in this season that there are a lot of distractions that try to get us off focus fight that we're fighting right now, and we need to have our eyes fixed on what it is that God is saying in this hour, and we can't look to the left, look to the right. We can't be involved in things that would bring us out of the spirit. Because it's going to take us fighting by the Spirit to win this battle, and so we need to understand that we are in a battle, we are in a war. This war is an unprecedented one. It's not like one that your parents may have gone through, your grandmother may have gone through, but it's something that us as the people of God, this generation, is going to have to begin to spearhead and begin to get focused on. Coming up with strategies to overcome for God's people. And so I want to start tonight off by looking at 1 John. Let me get there. By looking at 1 John chapter 2, and I believe it's verse 18. First John chapter 2:18. And what we're going to be talking about tonight is I kind of pay attention to what's going on in the news and the way that God works with me, or how he works with my gift, is probably maybe 3 or 4 years ago, he had me looking at this this witch, and I saw her on some TED Talks. Never really clicked the TED Talk. It was just on YouTube. I never really clicked the TED Talks, but the lady was really creepy to me, and I don't know how to explain how the basically like the hair on the back of your neck will begin to raise up because your discernment is kicking in and you understand that there's some danger imminent. And this particular woman, when I began to just see her in just in passing, when YouTube tried to recommend a video, it just disturbed me. It really disturbed me when I saw her. And so I went, I looked, did some research, on the lady. And as I did some research on the lady, I found out, you know, that she was an influencer, an artist. She began to, you know, influence a lot of artists, is basically what they were saying. She was an innovator in art. And so when I began to look at her artwork, it was very satanic in nature. It had a lot of witchcraft. It just really was blaspheming the Holy Spirit. And as I began to look at it, I'm like, you know, she's working with people from government and politics to all over the nations, to entertainment people, to she's a key figure. So this maybe was maybe 3 or 4 years ago that she began to come in my radar. Well, just the other day I saw a video. And this same lady was on this video, but this time she was with Bill Gates. And so we know Bill Gates to be one of the kings of this nation. And it just was very alarming to see a professed esoteric New Age high priestess operating with someone by the likes of Bill Gates. And so, you know, she began to give her commentary on how she thinks things should be shaped and how things should be formed in the world, and what her views were for this new season or millennia that they were foreseeing was going to happen. And I immediately went in prayer. I was talking to another sister of mine, and I was telling her, do you remember me telling you about this lady? And she was like, yeah. I said, well, she's on the scene now, because they had her. She was visibly, she was hidden in plain sight, but now she's right before our eyes. And many of us who are warriors for God, who are in the body of Christ, do not know the fight that we're fighting. We know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We know all of that. We know the scripture, but we don't understand what we're really fighting against. We don't understand that, yes, it's the enemy, but how is the enemy coming? And so as we begin to look at warfare and we begin to look at how we're supposed to engage the enemy in warfare, it's important that you always know what your target is. That you always know what your target is, because you cannot win a war, you cannot win a battle without knowing what your target is. And once you know what your target is, once you're able to hit your target, you're able to overcome the things of the enemy. You have to give your ammunition something to hit. And once you give your ammunition of prayer something to hit, you release it. And when you release it, you begin to hit that target every time, bullseye every time. But what I believe is happening with the body of Christ, everybody is praying, but we're praying amiss. We're praying, we got some over here praying about this, some over here praying about that, some over here praying about this, and that's all fine. But what we need to understand is we need eyes on every front, but we also need a strategic strike against the enemy. Anytime you go into any type of warfare in the natural, there is a strategic strike against the adversary or the opponent or that or those that you are in war against. There is a strategic strike. And what begins to happen is it is coordinated. We're going to hit this target at this longitude and this latitude this time. We're going to hit this target at this latitude and this longitude at that time. And everybody combined their forces together to make sure that there's victory in every area that we need to have victory in. And so I want us to look at 1 John chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, and we're going to look at verse number 18. And it reads, "Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even though many Antichrists have come, by which we know that in this is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were us." Verse 20. "But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist. Who denies the Father and the Son? Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also." I want to stop there because I think it's important as we begin to go forward that we understand the hour that we're in. We're in an hour of deception. We are in an hour of deception. We are in a season of war, but we're in an hour of deception. And so what is happening, because we don't know what we're targeting, we don't know what's going on, we don't know what we're supposed to be praying against. What we need to pray against in this hour is that the people of God are not deceived by the deceptions of the enemy. Prayer that we need to be praying, that the people of God, those watchmen that are on the wall, those who have wisdom and discernment, those who have a prophetic gifting that are able to see afar off, those who God has raised up as apostolic voices, those who God is releasing in this hour to be evangelists and to be teachers, we need to make sure that they are not deceived in this hour. Deception comes as an illusion to get you to look at another target. Deception comes as an illusion to get you distracted to look at another target. It's showing you, look at this, but all along, the target that you should be focused on is behind what you're already experiencing. The target that you should be focused on is behind what you're already going through. And so, you know, I've been going through a little bit of, I'm going to say it's drama because it's distraction. It's a distraction. It's drama. It's taking me off of my, trying to take me off my focus. It's trying to take me off my path. It's trying to take me off my call because the enemy knows that I see him. I see straight. I see plain. I understand how the enemy is moving in this hour. And so this first wave of the attack, it's not bothering me. I'm praying for those who have been infected by this sickness, by this virus, but I am more focused on the second wave because I understand that there is deception in the first wave that is trying to get me caught up in the first wave when my target should be this next wave of the attack. And so if I'm off focus, if I'm off balance, if I'm, you know, in my feelings, if I'm in my flesh, then it will stop me from hitting my target. And so the enemy, anytime you see the enemy is going to make sure that it brings a distraction to stop you from moving forward. It's going to bring a distraction to stop you from seeing his diabolical plots and schemes. He's going to bring a distraction to be the muse or the illusion to get you in a place to where you shooting blank. And you're wondering why your prayers are not being heard. You're wondering why things are going to miss. You're wondering why things are going awry, because I'm using all my ammunition on the first wave of the attack instead of saving some of my ammo for the second wave. Because it's the second wave that throws people off guard. It is the second wave of the attack that is normally done during the time of stimulus. Listen, we got stimulus checks out. You know, we got the weather kind of changing. It's a little warmer in some places. People are going outside more. People are doing things more. They're coming out. They're falling for the first wave attack, the illusion of the first wave attack. And as they fall for the illusion of the first wave attack, I can catch them guard with a second wave. I can catch them off guard with the second wave, because during the first wave, I've been organizing myself. During the first wave, I've been putting myself into position. During the first wave, I have been setting myself up around them, all around about them. I believe it's Psalms chapter 3 or either chapter 1, when David began to say, many of them that set up against me, and he began to talk about how they was encamped all around him. And see, this is what begins to happen when we focus on the first wave of the attack, and we're caught up in the mirage and the deception of the first wave, that we forget that in the cover, that the enemy is setting himself up against us to encamp himself all around us. David said also in that psalm that thou, O Lord, you are a shield for me, my glory, and you lift my head. You are the lifter of my head. You are my shield. You are my defense. You are my rock. You are my refuge. When we look at this, and I want to put this all in context with this high priestess being presented on national TV. This high priestess, her name is Marina Abramovic. This high priestess being presented before the nation. There is the coming of the Antichrist. Antichrist spirits have to begin to strategize to put themselves in place. So what is happening now is positioning. Positioning is happening now. I'm telling you guys, I know y'all mature in the spirit. I know y'all catching what I'm saying by the spirit. I know you understanding what I'm saying. The enemy is positioning himself. There's always a quiet before storms come. The enemy is positioning himself. He's moving tactfully to try to encamp himself while we're in the cover of COVID-19. He's positioning himself to surround the nations. He's positioning himself and strong-arming leaders to step down. Listen, strong-arming those in business to step down. Listen, there are things that are happening in high places, and because you're not privy to those conversations, you don't understand what is really going on. But there is a power struggle that is going on, and the power struggle is over the power of humanity. Listen, it's over global control. It is about lust. It is about greed. It is about dominance, that when they begin to position, because the only way that we're going to destroy the works of darkness, because they set up altars all over the nation. They begin to set up altars. And the way you destroy an altar is by an altar. When I began to see this woman with Bill Gates, I said, oh, she's on the scene now. That means that now they want to unveil you. Now they want to unmask you. Now they want you to be in the forefront, and they're going to push you in as a philosopher and an influencer and a leader, a leader. And so as they're doing that, then the people of the world, they want them to begin to take this new age doctrine and philosophy, because she has injected herself into all of the facets of entertainment, of politics. And so she's teaching them and grooming them in satanic practices. Because she's grooming them in satanic practices, they're showing you that if anybody, the word of God says that if you deny Christ, then you are of the Antichrist. But God is making them manifest. They have to be exposed in this hour so that we can begin to pray and pray against the works of darkness. Now I understand exactly what I'm praying about. This particular woman, Marina Abramovic, also does spirit cooking parties. Spirit cooking party. And so with her doing spirit cooking party, she takes the blood of animals and makes humans and all kind of stuff, and they begin to put this blood or this life force or essence, as they say, all over the walls of wherever they have these parties, and they drink blood, and they have satanic rituals, and they also begin to do human sacrifice, and they begin to torture children, and all of these things that they begin to do in these spirit cooking parties. And the majority of those who are sitting on Capitol Hill have gone through this rite of passage or these type of rituals with this woman. She has taught them the ways of her master. She has taught them the ways of being enlightened, of enlightenment and being illuminated. She has taught them the philosophy of Lucifer. She has taught them these things. And so when they come before us, You're not supposed to take anything out of their mouth at face value, because your truth comes from the King of Glory. Your truth comes from your Father. And we know that in the last days that there is deception. And so because of that, God says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you will know all things. You have an anointing from the Holy One, and you will know all things. We're in an hour where God is revealing things to his prophets. He's revealing things not only to the prophets, but to those who will have an ear to hear from him. He's going to reveal these things to you so that you can begin to pray and pray against what the enemy is trying to release in the earth realm. We know that some of these things have to come to pass. The prayer is that the people of God are in position for what's about to take place. We have to be in a place to where we're seeking, we're on our faith more than we're speaking. We're on our faith and we're seeking God more than we're talking and running our mouth, and more than we're being distracted by the enemy. We need to seek God's face in this hour, because I'm going to tell you what has happened. Because we have been blindsided by this thing, because our words have not been in alignment with what the season is. And so we've been blindsided by the attack. And so the first wave came in, and nobody was prepared. The second wave is coming, and what they do is they throw out some candy. Here you a little couple of pieces of candy. Let me throw the stimulus check out and get you focused on this. And everybody's talking about stimulus, and as they're talking about that, they're rolling out their high priest there, one of them. They're rolling her out. She's being unveiled right before our eyes. And the body
Amen. Now, woman,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, woman of God. I just want to touch on something because I don't want this to go over people's heads.
Right.
You know what we are talking about is the word calls it the mysteries of God, the deep things of God.
Right.
And some of the things that are happening, we all know, are not natural. So,
right.
One of the things that the woman of God is talking about, and it's and you can actually research it, and actually for the intercessory group, I just posted half of an article that that I just found very, very quickly. But this individual, they actually just pulled advertising. Microsoft pulled advertising that they had all prepared with this woman to put her on the forefront like a queen, if I could say it that way. And they had put her kind of like the face. They were going to try to make her the face of Microsoft. All of this came right around the time that the coronavirus is rolling out. And, you know, sometimes you have to ask the Lord, okay, what is happening in the background
right.
the enemy doesn't want me to see. When you see distractions coming to the people of God, and this goes right in line with the teaching of the intercessors that we have done and the teaching of the spiritual development, you have to have an understanding that as you're growing in the things of God, that you are up against a real enemy with real plots and plans. And so some of the plots and plans that are happening at this moment is that the enemy is still seeking dominion on the earth. And so we have to
right.
know that everything that we hear on the media and everything that we are seeing is not truth. We're not talking about conspiracy theories. We're talking about real things that believers need to know and need to understand because when the Lord told us to pray for those that are in authority and to pray for our nation, he knew that the principalities, wickedness, and high places were going to be pulling strings in those high places. Let me tell you something. The principalities aren't coming to your house. The principalities
right.
are trying to rule nations. So they are going after the kings over nations. And so, you know, it behooves us to know what we're up against. The word tells us to know the plots and the schemes of the enemy. And that's what the woman of God is trying to express to you, trying to open your ears and your eye gates to, that there is a lot more going on than just the pandemic at this point. And we have to be awakened to the point to the realization that we are in real warfare, and we are battling not just for ourselves, we're battling for our children and our children's children, but we have that authority, but we have to know that we have that authority. We have to know that we're positioned to have that authority. And so the woman of God is dropping nuggets of mystery. So pay attention to what she is saying. Okay, God bless you, sis. I just had to put that out there.
No, that's fine. That's good. You gave me a good pause, gave me a breather. So I appreciate that. One of the other things that I want you guys to know is when we begin to see things being perpetuated, we need to go back and we need to research and we need to look. You know, I need to look at, you know, what's so so special about the name Corona. You know, what's so special where they would, you know, pick this name or use this name, coronavirus? What is corona? It has this name been used before. Yes, has this name been used before? I need to pay attention to that because our language is used as witchcraft by witches. They know how to invoke things by even just using a name. So the more we begin to even speak coronavirus, the way that we begin to even speak, we breathe in life into these entities or spirits without even knowing it, because We know life and death is in the power of the tongue. Well, the more that we begin to speak a thing or breathe a life upon a thing, the more that that thing begins to develop and take life. And so when we look at the word corona, corona was a saint, and they call her the saint of plague, infectious diseases. And she's celebrated and worshiped between the times of March until May. And her feast is May the 14th, and it's celebrated on May the 14th. It's amazing that when I look at the rollout date for what has happened with this virus, I look at it and I say, the rollout for the United States, they start talking about it, was the early part of March, the end of late February, early part of March. And here they're saying that we're going to be isolated or in shelter in place until May the 13th or 14th. And so when I begin to do research and I look at this, it allows those who are supposed to be warring and fighting in shelter in place, and they're able to be out in the open. It's very strategic on what the enemy is doing. You know, when he begins to do a thing, he does it, and he does it so that he has to move by strategy, because he knows that his time is coming to an end. So everything he does has to be methodical. It has to be undercover. It has to be a scheme. It has to be that way. And so when we look at me even talking about corona being the saint of plagues and infectious diseases, and this is the time she's worshipped between March and May, and for her feast to be May 14th, we are breathing life. That's why I tell people, quit talking about that and begin to speak what the power of God, with the power of God, with the mindset of God. Listen, we have to begin to redirect our focus, because the enemy wants us to stay focused there where we're not releasing the power that is in us, the Holy One, able to destroy the works of darkness. And so when we combine all this stuff together, because I know it sounds like a lot, it is a lot. When we combine all of these things together, for you, the most important thing that I want you to understand is that you need to go deeper in the things of God. It's not the time to be shallow. It's not the time just to scratch the surface. This is the time for you to have a full-on relationship with God where nothing escapes you, where your ears are heightened, where your sight is heightened, where everything about you is in the spirit and on a whole new dimension, because you're able to move like God wants you to move in this hour. That's where we are. We can't be in the place to where we are not. We can't be in the place to where we are not moving how God wants us to move, because the enemy is not playing any games. Playing games, it's time out for being asleep. It's time out for being you know, not being on post. It's time out for being caught up in frivolous foolishness. It's time out for all of that. But now is the time for us to begin to move and operate how God declared and decreed and mandated for the church to operate. There were always watchmen who were on the wall. There were always watchmen who were able to see from afar off what the enemy was doing, how the enemy was getting ready to move, how the enemy was getting ready to attack, and what side he was getting ready to attack from. As people of God, prayer is our first line of defense. Prayer is our first line of defense, but we cannot react in prayer. We have to be responsive in prayer. You know, when the paramedics are called out, they can't react to what they see on the scene. They can't have a reaction, but they have to respond. respond. They have to be ready for whatever they may see, whatever they may see on top of the hill, whatever they may see that may be so ugly that you might not even want to tell nobody, whatever they may see in a dream or in a vision. You have to be ready no matter how crazy you think it is in this album. You have to be ready to report it. I want to read a text message that I received from another one of my spiritual sisters, and she texted me. I texted her to ask her how she was doing and how she was feeling. And so when I texted her, she said, I'm doing good. We're doing good. We had some storms here in Georgia, but all is well. I had a dream that seemed to last a long time. I got up around 6 a.m. to use the bathroom. I got back into bed and went back to sleep and finished dreaming the same dream. It was me up high observing the dream, and I was also in it too. So much craziness and chaotic things were going on everywhere. I saw cities and then neighborhoods and then streets. There were these people who were dying all over. Many were fully dressed, like going about their regular lives, not sick in hospitals, but dead bodies were found all over, outside in the street, in their yards, but no blood. People had the authority to knock on your door, come in, clear out a room, and just stack the bodies of the dead. I mean, on top of each other in a room of private citizens' homes. They kept the bodies from accumulating everywhere outside. Everyone that was outside was walking around like normal, like this was normal. So when they came to my house, they asked for a room. They didn't have much in it. They pushed furniture to one side in that bedroom, stacked about 8+ bodies neatly on top of each other, and closed the door. They were fully dressed like normal. Some of them had business suits. They assured me not to worry about them being in there because a van would be coming through to pick them up. They were just backed up because there were so many bodies. They also did something to all these bodies so they would not start decomposing, so that there would be no smell. Then they cordially left my house and went on. This was happening everywhere. From above it, going on in neighborhoods and states everywhere. Then I woke up out of this dream. I wanted to share this with you guys because she is a government official, and she holds a position with FEMA. And as things begin to transpire with certain things that have been going on, her dreams started being more of precautionary, more of warning, more of God showing her things that she's never seen before, and stuff that was going on and how things were going to be happening. And so it startled her, but she was settled at the same time. And she said, the Lord wanted me to release this to you. And so I'm relieved because I know you understand what's going on. It didn't alarm me. It didn't scare me. It didn't bother me because these were the type of dreams that I have been having too. And so I've been having these type of dreams since maybe 2007. And so God will prepare his people. But what we have to do is begin to come together and begin to speak about certain things. Talk about what God is showing us. We don't do that anymore. We don't have round tables anymore. We don't have discussions anymore about what God is saying now and how God is moving now. Everybody's in their own clique, in their own sect. And so we're not getting the mass message for the body of Christ. We're getting bits and pieces. We're picking up a little bit on this antenna and a little bit on that antenna. But if all the antennas came together, we will get the big picture of what God is doing and how he wants us to be positioned in war in this hour. And so we have to begin to come together. We have to begin to support, women of God like Prophetess Smith. We have to begin to look for people who have an unusual anointing that's not looking for a platform or looking for the crowd. They're looking to instruct the people of God to lead them into their place of promise so that they can be established. We have to begin to look for those that may not be up on the platform or up in high places. We have to look for those, because those are going to be the people who be our Moses, who is going to take us into the next place that God has for us, and that's going to lead us into a place of safety. I told you your weapon that God has given you that is able to destroy the kingdom of darkness is somebody who has a relationship with God, who believes God, who is in right standing with God, who knows who God is, and will begin to decree and declare the word and the works of God. Not just the word and the works of God. We keep forgetting that mighty are the works of his hands. We have to understand that we have to get back to it, and we're declaring God's sovereignty, that we're decreeing and we're declaring what God is and who he is throughout the heavens and the earth. As we begin to do that, there is cataclysmic changes that begin to happen in the earth realm, because the whole earth is moaning and is groaning and it is travailing, waiting for the sons and daughters to arise in this power and begin to take their rightful place. I'm telling you that there are strategies, there is instructions that are waiting to be released, but God is waiting for us to arise into the position and to be in alignment so that we can receive what he has for us. And as God begins to do that, listen, and as you begin to arise and as you begin to get into that alignment and into that posture and position to come up against the wiles of the devil, this ain't just, oh, my baby got a spirit. Oh, my baby needs deliverance. We not on a deliverance level no more. Listen, we on principality level right now. Listen, we not on just your house no more. We on principality level. God brought us home. Deal what you need to deal with your home, with your children, with your family, with your loved ones. But understand, the second wave is coming, and I need to be ready for that principality. Listen, I need to be ready to blow that principality brains out with prayer when I begin to open up my mouth. So it's a place that I need to be seated in. It's a place that I need to be seated in. And I cannot be afraid in this hour of what's going on. God wants to position us. And as he's positioned us in a place of authority, seated us in a place of authority to begin to rule, he's not going to come down off the throne and do nothing about anything that is going on. He's waiting on you to release the authority, because he gave you the dominion to do something about it. And he's waiting. Where are my sons and daughters? He's waiting. Where is the one that is going to lead the charge? He's waiting. Who will oppose the act? He's waiting. He's waiting. There has to be a manifestation of what's in you. What is in you? What is in you? Who can you take the bat with you? Who can you take the war with you? What is in you? And we got to stop these frivolous conversations and get to a place of higher dimension in God. Because we stay stuck so low that we don't understand that there is a deeper depth than what we can even fathom that God wants us to walk in. To where even if we come in contact with the enemy, they're going to bow. Because they bow before the presence of the Almighty God. That's on the inside of you. When you come in contact with sickness or disease, immediately somebody's healed and delivered. We walk in a season of miracles. Why? Because the enemy has released an assault. He's released the seeds against the people of God. And so God has to raise up the standard and begin to activate his people to operate and walk in miracle signs and wonders like never before. He's elevating you into a deeper dimension in him. Because of that, listen to even how that sounds. He's elevating you to a deeper dimension, because when we think about depths, we go lower, we go down, but he's elevating you to a deeper dimension. And it's time for us as the people of God to get in position. Get in position. Get in position. Get in position. You know, it made me upset that y'all had the nerve to try to roll out a high priestess in front of our face, and we just think it is a campaign, and you rolling out the high priestess, one of your guys that you want to try to begin to influence our children with. It made me upset. It made me upset. I felt the Holy Spirit rise up in me. How dare you? How dare you? But how many people are sitting at home watching their TV, not paying attention, not on watch, not on guard, thinking they on vacation, spending up their stimulus, you know, doing exactly what the enemy wants them to do, be distracted of the Lord. Draw nigh unto him. Draw nigh unto him. It is in his safety. It is in his shadow that I find refuge. It is in his shadow. I'm going to abide there. I'm going to abide with God. I'm going to stay in a place of seeking his face. I'm going to stay there. Stay there. I'm going to stay there. Some of you have such a great anointing that the enemy will try to distract you with relationships, with hardships, whatever he can throw at you to get you off your post and out of position. That's what he's going to do. But I'm here to tell you that on tonight, God is saying, I don't want you to be distracted. I want you to stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. Whatever you have to eliminate to stay focused, eliminate it. Whatever you have to reposition to stay focused, reposition it. Whatever you have to stop doing to stay focused, stop doing it, but get focused. Get focused and seek the face of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for awakening for your people, Lord. We pray right now, Lord God, that you will begin to stir us like never before, Father, that your people will begin to have encounters with you in the midnight hours, Father God, that they will begin to hear your voice clearly, begin to discern matters clearly. Father, we decree and declare the lifting of the fog of distraction right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, Father God, that, Lord, your manifest power be made manifest, Father, and it bearing light in every part of darkness, Lord. Father, we pray that you'll expose those people that are trying to lead this nation into hell's gates, Father, that you will expose the plots and the plans of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for our leaders, Lord God, that are blocking the way of Satan, Father God, those that are Christians, Father God, those that are on the front lines, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we pray for strength, we pray for reinforcements, Father, for those leaders that you have in place, because we know that, Lord, wherever you are, there is a remnant. So, Father, we pray for the remnant in the government. We pray for the remnant that is up against the NSA. We pray for the remnant, Father God, that is up against the plots and the plans, the principalities and the powers. Father, in your mighty name, we just ask, Father, that you will sharpen our weapons of warfare, that, Father God, you will make us accurate in our defense, accurate in our offense, accurate, Father God, in our attack. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you even now that, Lord, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I thank you, Lord, that you are awakening your intercessors. You are awakening your people. Father, your word says in Ephesians 5, the sleepers must awaken. You are waking us up, Lord God, to let us know, Father God, that we have a bigger assignment on this earth than just playing church and doing church as usual. We are your voice and your weapon upon the earth. So, Father, let us take our position on the battlefield. And, Lord, it is time, it is time, it is time that we take things more seriously. And so we thank you right now. We give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I thank God for what the woman of God has released on tonight. And many of you who have followed Prophetic Wind know that I was telling another one, the intercessors, I said, wow, we didn't know how on point we were. Amen. But I remember a dream in particular that the Lord had given me around 2011, I was in Africa in 2011, so it was in 2011. And in that dream, I saw this flu-like virus that was coming to the nation. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, because the woman of God began to talk about the waves. The first wave of the flu-like illness that I saw, people that were in their 50s, you know, that population group 60s, 70s, that we normally worry about because their immune system isn't strong, you know, babies and little kids. They were catching it and they were dying. But the majority of people would get sick, but they would leave the hospital. They'd be fine. But the second wave came through, and we're starting to see that manifesting now, where the generations that we prior never worried about because they have stronger immune systems were beginning to die. You know, the 20-somethings, 17-year-olds, the 40-somethings. But by the third wave, this thing was 100% death rate. And the reason why I say it like this, just so everyone has an understanding, I've been in the healthcare field for over 25 years. I have 4 degrees. Some of the things that are happening right now do not make sense if you have no perception of the things that are happening in the spirit realm. And you have an understanding that there is something that is driving this thing that is not natural. So what happens? The intercessors, the prayer warriors, we begin to pray, but we also begin to speak. Remember the woman of God, Prophet Cora, when she was on, she began to speak about how this was the year of speaking, and I began to confirm that the Lord had told me that this was going to be the season of the oracles. It is time for us to not just pray about it, but to say something about it. We need to be out there witnessing. We need to be out there talking about it. We need to be using our realms of influence to begin to speak to those who need God, because I'm telling you what I know. We all need God right now. And so, you know, there's so much more, but what, and I've said this from the beginning, The prophets have been prophesying. It's not, you know, I've got a lot of calls from prophetic people who are just devastated. Their hearts are broken because they spoke into their faces of blue, and it just seems like the way they have perceived things, that maybe it wasn't taken as seriously as it needed to be. But I'm telling you what I know. Those that weren't taking this serious yesterday are definitely going to take it seriously today. This is not the time to stop proclaiming the sovereignty and the dominion of God on earth. This is the time to be speaking that thing out and sparing not your voice. This is the time to share him and share him out loud to the world. Why? Because people need God. The time has come when the clock is ticking. We don't have any more time to waste. We don't have any more time to fear the faces of man. This is the season to open up your mouth and to remove all doubt who you are and whose you are. That being said, I give God praise. I thank you, prophetess, for sparing not your voice. And I know, you know, I remember speaking to another leader, and I remember the leader saying, woman of God, you know, most leaders, they wouldn't be on this phone talking to you about nothing like this. And I thought about it. Why aren't leaders talking about things like this?
Mm-hmm.
And it is because, you know, you don't want to look like that person. Let me tell you something. I'm quite sure when Jesus came into the temple and wiped the temple clean on him, he was looking like that person. There's a requirement that heaven is letting his people know. The requirement is still there. And you can play games if you want to, but I'm giving you time. There is a grace that has fallen upon the land. He's given us time to do what we need to do. Men and women of God, it's time to get on our spiritual JOBs. Amen. So at this time, I'm going to start opening up the lines. We're going to start with line beginning in 4191. God bless you. 4191. God bless you. Okay. 5467. God bless you. 1 second. Line beginning in, or I'm sorry, not beginning. Line ending in 3158. 3158. God bless you.
God bless you. It was a powerful word again on tonight, especially regarding that principality and things and how people are giving it power. It's, you know, people of God are starting to get the revelation that of where it came from as far as the root of it and different things like that. So it was a good word. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Okay, we're going to move on to line ending in 2129. God bless you. 2129. Okay, moving on. Line ending in 1021. 1021. God bless you. Okay, 1021.
Amen. Tonight was another.
I'm sorry, I cut you off.
That's okay. I thought I had my phone off mute, but tonight was another good word, and it's really just stirred me. And just like the woman of God said, don't be distracted, and we have to look behind what we see. I kept saying, it's something more to this. It's something more to this. It's something more to this. And I also, when people would bring up the word about this attack that we are under, I wouldn't call it that. I would say anti the word. I kept saying, no, this is anti. And I just bless God. Don't know why I did it, but now I know why I did it, because it's power in what we say. So I kept saying anti-corona, you know.
Come
but
on.
I just thank God for the word. I just kept saying anti-corona. I've been saying that for two weeks. Anti-corona. So God bless you, woman of God. I thank you again for the richness of the word that you brought tonight. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
And listen, I'm telling you, I like that. We're going to use that anti-corona, because I'm telling you, I'm so tired. It's like it makes you want to just scream. They keep saying it and saying it and saying it. Then they gave it another name, so now we got two different cycles running at the same time, COVID and the anti-corona. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got two cycles of it running at the same exact time.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's good. We need to speak opposite of what the enemy wants us to
say. Yes, yes. So praise God. And another thing, too, I work in the banking industry. And what you said about the stimulus check, that's the only call we got today, people looking for the stimulus money. We cannot be distracted over $1,200. We cannot lose our mind over that. Yes, it's coming. If you need it, fine. But the people of God, we cannot be distracted about a crumb. That's a crumb. We cannot be distracted by that. You know, to some people it may be a lifeline. I understand it's a blessing or whatever, but we cannot be distracted by that. We cannot be.
Amen, amen, and so agreed. And you know, it's. I remember, I think it was me and Prophet Lopez. We were talking one day, and the Lord had pretty much shown both of us that name, which we will not speak, is a major principality, and it was feeding off of the fear of the people. So we have to have an understanding that, you know, that spirit of fear was not given to us by the Lord, and so we have to stand in boldness, we have to stand in strength in the things of God, and the more you get into God's word, the stronger you will be. Amen. And so we thank God for His word, we thank God for His strength that He's given to His people in this hour, and we thank God that I like that too. Anti-corona is defeated in Jesus' name. Praise God. Okay, we're going to move forward. Let's turn off again. Okay, we are going to the line ending in 7578. God bless you.
Praise God. This has been, this is my first time coming on here, but that really blessed me. Anytime that Prophetess LaShonda opens her mouth, you know, I always take notes, because anything and everything that she says or speaks is from God, and it does come to pass. And it's just something that I've really been sharing with, even with some of my, you know, my coworkers, that, you know, that we need to wake up, we need to open our eyes, we need to pay attention to the things that's trying to distract us, and it's trying to distract us for a reason. But I've just been like really sharing, ministering with a lot of my coworkers and everything, and this has really blessed me even the more, and just sharing, you know, also with my family. So I really do, you know, thank you all for doing this, and I wish that, you know, it can be done where more people tune in. And that not only that, leaders can grasp it and not be afraid to teach and speak and prepare their people that's up under their leadership pertaining to what's taking place. And I think that sometimes I feel that they are either afraid because they don't want to look crazy or they don't want to scare the people, their people even the more. But a lot of times I think it comes from either just they're going by structure. And sometimes we got to get out of the structure and get into what God is telling them to tell the people to equip and prepare them. So I thank you all for this.
Amen, amen. And that was the mandate. When the Lord reactivated prophetic wind in this season, that was the mandate, was to get the word out, to allow God's servants to be able to get the word out. And we know that the Lord is so big. Not one person has the full picture. So there is a sea of word that I believe is coming down, and his prophets are speaking that word, and it's like a puzzle piece being fitted together, and one may operate in this and one operates in that, but the anointings are beginning to blend and complement each other. And so we thank God for that. And I thank God again, like I said, for my sister. She is my war prophet. And it's funny, one of the woman of God that Prophetess Lopez that helps us with a lot of the administration, she was like, what are we going to name this? I said, oh, we're going to just name it Art of War 2. because that's my sister's anointing. Amen. And so we give God praise for his on-time word, end-time word that he is giving to the woman of God. Amen and amen. Well, I don't know about you, but I am full. We have had just an amazing array of teaching. And I'm telling you, the blessings of the Lord are just pouring over. I literally have so many leaders that God has blessed with the word that want to come on and be a blessing to all of you. We are booked out until the middle of May already. So I give God praise for that. That's not nothing I have done, but the Spirit of God speaking to his people to come together and to be a blessing to one another. Amen. So if anyone has been blessed and feels led to give on tonight, Prophetess LaShonda has been booted off of here, and we may end up having to go to a different service because this is getting a little crazy. But if anyone feels led to give, amen, you can go to PayPal and give to paypal.me/prophetic wind or to my Cash App, which is $ Letitia, LATSHIA, Gartner, GARDNER, Smith, SMITH. And anything that is coming in this evening will be going to Prophetess LaShonda, because you already know I had to sneak her last time. Amen. She did not want to take that offering, but she got snuck. Amen. So, and I thank God for her. Tomorrow night we will be back on at 7 p.m. And tomorrow night our very own Prophetess Michelle Lopez will be teaching on the intimacy of God, and I don't want you to miss that. We're going to be talking about that personal warm blanket that the Lord wraps around his people when we choose to be in an intimate relationship with him. Amen. And so I thank God for each and every one of you, and at this time we are getting ready to end the call. So God bless you all. Thank you for coming, and we will see you again tomorrow night at 7 p.m. on the Prophetic Sound.
Yeah. King Shah. Hey,
hey, hey. Yeah, Holy Ghost hard. Many men with one body. Keep the breath and feel God. Still going how far. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many men with one body. Keep it fresh and still God. Still going hard. And they wonder how we do that.
And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. Yeah, they wonder how we do that. Christ praise these two friends. Try to tell you where my mood at. Mountains, they go moving. Holy pistol, I'm a super. Bang, bang, demons lay back. Better watch where you pray at. Shot on top like a wedge. Chase Dave, know they hate me. Praise Dave when I sing that. One wish, I'ma pray that. Watch the wife if you look at me. It's out, it's out. Head smoking like a top. Not do when we're copy. I guess you gotta learn the hard way.
When it comes to praise, we do it all day. Shout out to the Father Yahweh.
Yahweh.
And my prayer stands bouncing. We coming through screaming, holla. Do ya, and we about to bring it to ya. Already rich without chasing moolah. The world ain't helping Christians make maneuvers, speakers. You ain't never need a damn proof.
Nah.
The word is God saying, mama. I don't really care what they talking about. I'ma make the punch bigger with the rock. Jordan in the air with the tongue out. Get a beat, hot, hook, and burst, though. But recognize from the first quote. We are bold in Christ when we hold the mic. Homie, get it.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party, many members one body. Jesus Christ is still God, still going hard body. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party, many members one body. Jesus Christ is still God, still going hard body. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that.
I gotta call the better answer. The advance in hell. I don't care about the hell. I'm trying to make it into hell. I'm trying to save all my graduates. Get a Bible, that's my way.
Yeah,
I'm strong, yeah, I'm strong. Get in the Lord. No, I'm never flat. Y'all want the green like CeeLo. Till your thug get repo.
Give me that.
Spirit fix Home Depot. I'm with the hardest trio. Castor, gotta be the chemo. Yeah, write it in Creo.
Yeah,
yeah, gotta be my hero. To follow the cheat code.
Don't play games with God, he got the cheat code. Jesus gave his life to save people. Spirit give us orders, we go. Ain't seen the type of Christmas people. We be up in the streets for real though. Telling brothers what they feel and kill folks. This is working so, they feel hopeless though. That's what they sit and lean and pop a pill for. Trying to lead us to the Savior. To repent from evil type behavior. And it's a favor from the Creator. We will teach you all to keep you in prayer. We are more than just a rap guy. We are saved, sanctified, and baptized. My goal is only to impact lives. Hope the sound guides you like a backline.
Yeah, Holy Ghost hard. Many members one body. Jesus Christ is still God, still going hard body. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members one body. Jesus Christ is still God, still going hard body. And they wonder how we do that. 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 And they wonder how we do that.